Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. It is June 30th, 2015, and this is a series of interviews. And if you're interested in the series, go to Struggling Teens, my website. That's one word, plural, strugglingteens.com. And for all the for this and all the other interviews that I've been conducting with people working with education and kids and trying to help especially struggling teens have a better life. Today, we're going to talk about puppetry. This is something I know very little about. And as a guest, I have Robert Frappiano. Frappian. Is that how you pronounce it,
Bob? Frappiano.
Frappiano? Okay.
Frappiano.
Okay, yep. Oh, I got it right the first time. He's a teacher, has been a teacher for 11 years at Glen Holm School in Connecticut, which works with kids with learning differences. And he's also was a freelance puppeteer before he started with that, and he's still involved in that. And so we're going to talk about the universal language of puppetry. Now, what caught my eye, Dan, or Robert, was that you were in Kurdistan and in Lebanon teaching people about puppetry, teaching the kids there, and helping out in disaster areas. Well, good morning. Glad to have you here, Bob.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Lon.
So, thanks. The universal language of puppetry, it's alive and well, right?
Yes, you got it. Taking it around the world now.
Hey, that's good. Well, you were involved with the No Strings International. That's an organization to help displaced children in disaster areas of the world. And you were teaching on puppetry. Tell me a little bit about your experience there, the sort of the short form, because I'm sure you got stories that could go on for forever.
Absolutely. Well, what No Strings is doing is they're using a bunch of films that have been produced with puppets out of New York City with really heavy hitters that, you know, that have been professional puppeteers. And so they're producing videos, and then we're going into places like Lebanon, Egypt, Sierra Leone, and Kurdistan are the ones that I've been to that. We use puppets to train trainers how to deal with subject matter, you know. Like in this example, we were actually using the puppets to reach Syrian refugees, especially the children who have, you know, have had, you know, just crisis in their lives. And it's a way for the trainers to teach team building and cooperation. And it's a way to reach these kids. It's pretty exciting.
Okay, how do you reach them? What, you have a story narrative of what they've been through or what they've been around, or how do you reach the kids? Yeah, give me an example of one thing that you had done.
Okay, well, one of the types of puppets we're using is called tabletop puppets, and the way these are built, and you know, we build puppets out of everyday items as much as we can. Tabletop puppets are built out of newspaper. So you'll take newspaper and you'll roll it up and you'll create this character. And the neat thing about this is you can paint it or decorate it if you want, but it takes three, you know, children or adults, whoever's doing the puppet, to actually operate it. You know, one person would control the head, another person would control the hands, and then the third person would control the feet. So if you have two puppets that are interacting, then it takes six puppeteers to be able to, you know, to actually have the puppet talk. Or a lot of times they'll discuss the films. These films that I mentioned are, like in this case, it's on peace building is what we did in Kurdistan. So the film talks about, you know, these two cultures, two, you know, and how they're not getting along. And so now we could have these tabletop puppets kind of pick up, you know, on what's going on with the film. And so it's interesting.
And so they'd rather talk about it, so it's referring back to the film?
Exactly, yes. And a lot of what we're doing as trainers is we're, you know, guiding them. How can you use the film? The film gets shown to the children. And in this case, like the one I'm referring to, it's Red Top, Blue Top. So you have one group of people, well, they have the red hats, and then another group has the blue hats. So all the, you know, through the years, they don't get along. No one really knows why, right? Because it's all old folklore and stuff, but they just know they don't get along.
A little bit like the Hatfields and the McCoys in this country, that old legend.
Exactly, right. So and then they come to a point of conflict, and, you know, then things might change, right? So then you have, like, in the film's case, you have these two boys that are left standing there. After the two fathers get along and the sisters get along, the two boys are here, and you wonder what's going to happen. Will they get along or not? So oftentimes we'll have them pick up from that point where now you have your two tabletop puppets can, you know, role play and figure out what's going to happen. Or you could do the same thing we do shadow puppets, where it takes multiple, you know, participants to actually create and have a show.
Is the narrative scripted, or is it rather spontaneous?
Well, typically it's spontaneous, although we do oftentimes, you know, they'll break into groups. Like, say, typically a workshop is maybe 30 trainers, right? So we'll break them up into groups of three or four, and then they can, you know, they come up with an idea. Okay, well, we're going to have, you know, these two kids, you know, if you're, say you're talking shadows, you know, you have two kids playing soccer, something happens where they get into a fight, and then, you know, another person can come in. So they can kind of script it out. They can kind of figure out what they're going to talk about, but it's not, we don't give them a script. We don't, you know, we just encourage them to try and figure out, you know, their own scenario and work it out. It's very interactive as far as, you know, that goes.
And the kids really respond to this, and you get through to them, as you say, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds like a fascinating experience. Now, how do the kids at Glenholm, how do they participate in this? Because I understand they have a part in this whole thing, too.
Yeah, it was awesome because a couple of the trips we did, before I went, it had been years and years since I had done shadow puppets, for example. So I had the students here at the school. I took over some art classes, and I had big groups of kids come in, and we started building. My wife and I did it together. She came in, and we started working with the kids, building shadow puppets, you know, and playing with color, different colored gels, and to see what worked, what didn't work, hanging stuff, you know, with shining the light on it. And the kids just here at the Glenholm School just loved it, and they knew exactly what we were doing. You know, we were going to, the first time it was Lebanon to deal with Syrian refugee children, and they just really took to it. They helped us to design puppets, to test, you know, stages. We did different stages, and then we took what we learned here, and then when we go overseas and use this, you know, we would come back and we'd report, oh, this worked really well. You know, hanging the string, you know, on a piece of paper and shaking it worked beautifully with the shadow show. And so the kids just loved it. You know, they really, really helped us a lot, actually. We used a lot of the stuff we discovered here.
The first step involvement was they had to help you what you're going to do and test things out on them so you could get an idea, right? So how about afterwards, report back to them? I presume you did that.
Oh, absolutely. We would report back. We'd show pictures of the camps and how successful. We'd show pictures of the puppets that the kids built or the participants built. And it was the students here were really, I think, really happy to have been a part of something that, you know, really, first of all, it really makes a huge difference. I mean, basically, we're trying to save lives by, you know, through education or just, you know. So being a part of that for our students is just a huge, huge, you know.
Well, the advantage I see is the kids wouldn't even have to leave Glenholm, but they were participating in something was going on overseas that they'd heard about on the news, so I presume they got more interested in the news and what's going on. Did they have any? Is there any interaction between them? Direct interaction between them and any of the students overseas?
You know, we had discussed it, and we ended up not doing it. We were trying to set up a Skype session, but a lot of times in the places that we end up, it's, you know, the Wi-Fi is not great, or, you know, there's time differences. But hopefully in one of these, you know, maybe in the future, we're going to try and set that up where we can actually have a Skype session or something where that our students can see, you know what we're doing over there. It'll be pretty exciting.
Oh, that would be. I've heard about things doing that in classrooms around the world, contacting like that. Well, we about ran out of time, but I'd like to give you a chance to give a short version. What is Glen Holm School about? And then how can they get a hold of you if anybody wanted to hear more about No Strings International or puppetry or Glen Holm?
Right. Great. Okay. Well, the Glen Holm School, I mean, we're located in a beautiful part of Connecticut, but it's a independent co-educational special needs boarding school is what we go by. And it's really for, you know, high-functioning autistic children or students with ADHD, OCD, just various learning differences, really. And it's really designed, we have a positive approach that we take with the students. And it's just, I think it's just really a great school, awesome teachers. And
okay, and how would somebody get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call our admissions at 860-868-7377. Or we have a website. It's www.theglenholmschool.org. And it's Glen Holm is GLENHOLME. Glen Holm.
Okay.
Yes, it would be, if you're interested, check it out. It's a great place.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you very much. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And we've been talking with Bob Fappiano, a teacher and puppeteer. He works at the Glen Holm School in Connecticut. Thank you very much, Bob, and you have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too, Lon. Bye-bye.